Astrology forecast for July 2015 by Kathy Beal. July continues the forward thrust of late June, then invites do-overs that will make our eventual landing more solid and stable. The state of our security is in focus as the month begins. The Capricorn full moon on the 1st tests the firmness of our foundations. How do we feel about them? About our goals at this point? Both have undergone quite the beating and reshaping of late. Do we still want to trudge along this particular road while it figures out what it's going to be and where exactly it's going? Maybe, maybe not. We may, in fact, want more and are not merely open to a brighter path, but outright expecting it. Such assured optimism spills over into relationships, which also buzz with potential and possibilities. You may know people who hold keys and resources. The more open you are, the more likely they are to share. Open does not mean aggressive, though. Making demands and slamming fists on the table are overkill. Gentleness and receptivity are the winning combo, especially on the 8th and the 13th. They will deliver the way around, or coping mechanism for, the immovables that present themselves now. Cosmic hands point to tenderness and nurturing on the 15th as an emotional gauntlet of uneasy influences lead into the Cancer new moon. Edgy, perhaps hungry desires spur a battle of wills, which whips up some less than rational thinking and makes itches scream all the more for scratching. The gauntlet will send us into the new moon on a mission for comforting arms, for chilled Pinot Grigio, for scoop after scoop of soothing ice cream, after which we'll regain our minds and both articulate and act on our emotionally overloaded thoughts. The emotions dry out considerably when Venus moves into the first degree of Virgo, where she remains through July 31st. The love goddess takes on Earth Mother mode in Virgo. Her standing guard at the sign's doorway fills the second half of the month with a bent for unfiltered analysis and discernment, the paradox, as it were, of unrefined refinement. Venus retrogrades on the 25th through September 6th and will bring warmth and drama back to relationships when she returns to Leo at the very end of the month. Her bivouac in Virgo offers a break from indulgence and sun, encouraging us to be more choosy about companions and uses of our talents and money. The fortnight is tailor-made for looking at how well all of those serve you. Go cold turkey on people and habits that are not good for you. Think of it as a detox for your heart and your wallet. You'll be equipped for the retrograde when it starts. You'll go into it better knowing the location of walls, both inside you and defining your outside pathways. A big, bright blast of self-knowledge also helps. Watch for it around the sun's entrance into Leo on July 22nd. Venus's retrograde kicks off with impulsive, perhaps shocking actions, approaching whiplash levels because of Uranus beginning his annual retrograde the following day. Freedom, the unconventional, and alternative perspectives all pervade Venus's backtracking. As with a Mercury retrograde, you can add re in front of most every verb with a major caveat. The stakes are higher. Revisit situations, relationships, arrangements, talents, and possessions that had meaning to you. Avoid buying anything major or striking a business deal or getting engaged or married. Items will not have the value you perceive, and the loss could be greater than you could possibly anticipate. Remember that as you enjoy the exciting magical vibes of the first days of the retrograde, which are the last days of the month. Enjoy the moments, but reserve judgment, commitments, and acting in reliance on any of the sweet things floating by. What's real will still be with you in the fall. Whatever isn't, miss the stuff of memories. Not learning experiences as in, oh no, not another one, but learning ever more about yourself. About the author. Kathy Beal has been a professional astrologer and psychic for more than 30 years. You can book a private session with me at empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also sign up for my weekly newsletter, listen to my weekly podcasts, and purchase my recordings. You can also follow my daily insights and whimsical photos on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited, and find me on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.